And we begin the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is April 14th, 2024. I'm looking at an article here before me from Representative Victoria Spartz. She rips Biden. How can you fail so badly at everything? Well, the answer to that's quite simple. It's planned out that way by design. By design. We go back to the phones with JR in Georgia. JR, you're back on.
Yes, sir. I'm going to reach out one point here, and I don't know if you've seen this or not. But apparently, we have another prophet over in the European nation. I think it's either Brussels or Belgium. I can't remember which one. He's apparently one of the top five virologists in the world.
Yeah.
He's predicting a mass death case in the United States in regards to the vaccines that we're given here. And he's saying it's going to be overwhelming to the hospital system.
I was talking about that last night. I agree. It's going to happen before 2025. That's what's interesting about it is that these people had different dosages on the vaccines. We found the vials. We found out they had different ingredients and different levels of those drugs in the vials. That could only, and some of them are placebos. So we know that not everybody got the real stuff. Somebody got a placebo. And they're trying to space out the death so it's not all lump summed, but it's still going to be a significant death toll. And you're damn right. The hospitals are not going to be able to handle a mass rush to the ERs. It's going to be terrible. You are actually going to see refrigerator trucks behind hospitals, behind the morgues, behind the funeral homes with stored bodies because they are going to pile up. There's going to be a huge death toll over COVID, no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up because I want to throw something else at you. It's another huge lie here being told. Here it is, the article. Faster aging linked to cancer rates in young adults, a study finds. This comes from medicalnewswatchtoday.com, and I wrote back, nonsense, utter nonsense, accelerated aging for cancer cases? What a lame excuse. The government, the FDA, the CDC, and the pharmaceutical industry all know exactly why young people are getting cancer. They know. Cancer rates are rising and increasing because of the COVID shots and the boosters. How long will they be able to stick with this lie? How long?
Well, this particular individual in his interview noted the fact that initially on, when the deaths start occurring, the media, as well as the pharmaceutical companies, are going to initially blame this on what they identify as long COVID.
Yeah.
But what will happen over a period of time is that definition and reasoning of long COVID will be thrown out the window because there will be no other explanation than right. The vaccine itself.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. Yeah, it's well, don't forget what the agenda is called, JR. It's Agenda 2030. They got 6 years to reach their deadline. 6 years. Now, this used to be called Agenda 21. In the 21st century here, 2100, we were supposed to have this agenda reached. And they said, no, we got to do it sooner than that. We got to reach our goal of depopulation by the year 2030. We're going faster. We got to
ramp it up. We need more sick people.
We need more sick animals. We need people. We need to take protein out of the circulation, the dietary of these people. We need to get them sick. We need to weaken those immune systems. Then we're going to dump something big on them. And that's what I see coming, dumping something really big on the weak people who don't have enough protein store to have a good immunity. That's what I see coming.
My last point, and I'll make this. Funny how this coincides with the illegal immigration that's taken place in over the past 3 years. Who doesn't get a vaccine?
I know. Well, that's the red flag we pointed out to the very beginning. When they were pushing everybody else in corporations to say, take the shot or you lose your job. And then they finally said, well, that looks pretty harsh. We better figure this out. Okay, give us an exemption. And then they have a panel read your exemption, and they all sit back on the panel and decide yes or no. And the majority of the time in the military, it was an obvious no. They just went through the ritual. They were going to say no to everything. But then they tried to, you know, backtrack it, and then things started to happen. People started to come together and say, JR, I'm going to walk out of my job. My hospitals in my area I worked with, we were going to walk out. We're going to shut this thing down. I'm sorry, patients, but we're shutting this thing down. I am not going to be a guinea pig. And if you shut down certain areas of a hospital, you will break their knees. These people all want money. And once they find out, people start finding out that the hospital is shutting down certain units, guess what they do? They start to put pressure on the administrators of that hospital to say, what the hell are you doing? We need hospital people. And we won our case. They backed off because they realized we came together. The ERs, the ICUs, the OBGYN, the PG units all came together and said, no, I'm not taking this thing. I'm walking out. You got my notice right now. And they would shut down those units. Only because we came together did we break their knees on this one.
Well, it's a well-manipulated plan with the vaccines and the emergence of illegal aliens coming into our country. We can see already the population being replaced by individuals from foreign countries who obviously did not have the vaccine. So it is, on face value, you cannot deny it anymore.
Nope.
It's a population replacement program. And I thank you for your time, Steve.
You got it. No, they're going to get rid of a good portion of this population, and it's going to get automation and AI, and they just don't need this many people. And they're not going to keep you around just to feed you. Because at some point in time, the people would probably rise up and say, we're going after the master himself and rush the gates of the White House here. That's not going to happen. So they'll just figure there's power in unity. And if there's a smaller population, well, they can't come together and do much of anything to the tyrant themselves. So that's kind of what I see to happen in the future. It's ugly, you know. I mean, you and I are going to see it really pretty bad. My daughter and my grandchildren are going to probably see the worst. And you know, the sad part about it is you and I grew up with rights and freedoms. We remember as a young child and growing up in our teenage years and even our early 20s and 30s. Things didn't change until about, things changed right after 9/11, the terrorist attack, the inside job. And everything started to change, and it started taking a little away from your rights and freedoms. And so we saw, you and I having those rights and freedoms, we saw now what was being taken away. And now look where we are today. More's been taken away, more's taken away, more's taken away. And now we feel it, and we understand what we used to have, and now what we don't have. And so we understand the loss of our rights and freedoms. They're going to have a generation of kids coming up that have never had rights and freedoms, so they won't know the difference. They'll have communism, and they'll think that's the way it is. That's the way it's always been. The government takes care of the people, and the people obey the government if they want the benefits of those people that are allowed to live, by the way. But we're going to have a generation of kids who never understood what the Constitution was about, the rights and freedoms that we were guaranteed by God and written down by our founders of what we could have rights and freedoms in this country. They're not going to know that, because they're never going to have those kind of rights and freedoms to begin with. There'll be no loss for them. They'll not understand the loss of a right or freedom. Sad, sad situation to be in. Very sad. All right, phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. There's a lot of interesting stuff I came across this week here, and one of them was really interesting that I wanted to bring to your attention here. I think this was I'm pretty sure, look at my little fast notes here, and let me find it, and it's here. Oh, there it is. There's talk that Ukrainian President Zelensky might invite Donald Trump to come to Ukraine. And if that was true, I do believe this is a Democrat little scam here. I hope Donald Trump is smart enough not to take the bait on this one here. Because could you imagine Donald Trump boosting his ego up, puffing him up a little bit and saying, hey, we think you're going to be the next president, and lying to him and say, we need you. Could you come down to Ukraine and help us and, you know, figure out some things here? And Donald Trump, his ego, his head getting bigger and bigger and saying, yeah, I'm a man of the people, even for different countries here. And people look up to me, gets on that plane, and that plane is knocked out of the air by a missile. An assassination, a successful assassination of Donald Trump because his ego got in the way. He didn't realize he was being set up to take the fall because he wanted to go to Ukraine and show that he was presidential material again. What a stupid thing. I hope he's smart enough not to walk into this trap here. That's exactly what I see, a trap that was set by the Democrats because we know Donald Trump, he's a little bit of a narcissist. That he thinks he walks on water, you know, a lot of times. He's great. And so, you know, I could see this actually being a setup by the Democrats to actually get rid of him, assassinate him. And if that were to be true, well, then think about it. All of the problems that the Democrats are facing right now, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, all the cheating and corruption that surrounds this family, this corrupt family, simply goes away, doesn't it now? It simply goes away, and it sends a message to the Congress, if you mess with us, we'll get to you, okay? All right, JFK, we can get to you. So think twice about how you respond and how you vote, because we can get to you. Mafia can get to you if they want to get to you. So I just hope Donald Trump's smart enough not to walk into that trap of flying over to Ukraine, because I could see exactly that might be the happening situation there. MSNBC earning the Joe Scarborough earning the initials POS. I hate this guy. Ex-politician, interesting in the Congress for I think 4 terms, leaving very very quickly after saying he wanted to spend some time with his family. After one of his aides died very mysteriously, I think she was 29 years old. There was talk of a religious connection there, not religious, but a romantic connection there involved with him and her. And she dies suddenly. Who knows if that's true, what the cause or her cause of death was. If there's any Joe Scarborough hands-on in her death, Donald Trump seems to think so. It's something to look at. We'll send it over to Forensic Files and let them look at the case and see if we actually have a case. That would be a good thing to do. Send this case over to Forensic Files. Those guys do amazing work on Forensic Files. We'll find out, is Joe Scarborough in some way involved in this? Kind of sounds weird getting out of office just like that, walking away from it all. Of course, he walked right into the liberal media, and he fits really well in there. But this weekend, he was talking about, and he was trying to convince his listening audience, Morning Mika and Joe, they're quite the pair of libtards, telling the American people this morning that America needs more illegals. More illegals to save America. I kid you not, he really did say this, because there are not enough people to fill in job openings, and that's not true. That is not true. That's a bold, brazen lie. He and others in the woke liberal sleazy media are attempting to spin a negative illegal immigration into a positive that America needs it. We don't need it. We need legal immigration, and we need to stick by the law. And there is a law. There are laws on the books. A $10,000 fine for every infraction of an illegal hired by a corporation. If we could only follow the law. If we could only follow the laws on the books, we would never be in these troubled times right now. We'd not be here. But the corporations are getting the cheap labor. In California, one of the biggest culprits right there to hiring illegal immigration. It was sickening what I saw out there. Excuse me. In the wine industry, I was involved in the wine industry, and I have never seen so many illegals coming in to pick grapes and speaking no English. No English! No English! Well, no, you do know some English. You just said no English. Beyond that, they don't know any English. No English. Got it. But they do know swear words. You know, it's funny that the illegals know swear words. You could say a couple swear words, and they look over at you and go, oh, I know that word. So they knew it. They do know some English. They do. What else we got going on here? Hunter Biden has asked, his lawyers have asked the judge to dismiss his income tax evasion of $1.4 million. Oh, he paid it back already. Somebody else paid it back. It wasn't him, by the way. And he's also, his attorneys have also asked the judge in his federal gun charges violations to dismiss that charge too. And no on both accounts. No, we're not going to waive this. We're not going to dismiss the count on the guns. And no, we're not going to dismiss it on you dodging your duty, your taxes. Not going to do that. So I guess the question I have for you is, how do you think this is all going to turn out? Is Joe going to just reach down and give a pardon? Is he going to give a pardon to his own son? Can you imagine that? A president, corrupt son, gets a pardon. Yeah. The drug addict's son gets a pardon. By the way, did the FBI ever figure out whose cocaine was that in the White House? Did they actually do their job and come to some conclusion? Yes, we found out who it belongs to, but that's privileged information. We can't tell you. Again, the FBI hiding the facts here. If it goes against the Biden regime, no doubt about it. We're sickening there. What else we got going on here? We had so much stuff going on this week. It was one of the worst weeks I can remember. East Palestine here, the settlement of $650 million. Admitting no guilt whatsoever, paying $650 million in a settlement to the victims. You think that'll buy your health back? Oh, you'll just have a grand time for a year or two, and you'll live high on the hog and do a lot of fancy traveling, this and that, and then you kick the bucket. You could have had 20 more years, 30 more years maybe, and your children grow up with birth defects, and their children will have birth defects. And the $650 million spread out among all the people in East Palestine. Now, that's okay. You know, that's my life. Yeah, 3 years, good time, high in the hog. Sure, give me the money. I don't know about you, but I can't be bought off. You can't buy me off. You're not buying me off. Phone lines are open, people. 512-248-8252. What else we got here? Let's talk about, and this is not an April Fool's joke. We're very beyond April Fool's Day on the 1st of April, but this actually did happen. That California Governor Gavin Newsom has decided, he's been talking about this for a while, and now he's signed on a bill and passed. It's been passed, and they are going to raise the minimum wage from $16 to $20. Here's my take on it. It is a pilot study. Is it a pilot study to usher in technocracy and automation? This is what's going to happen. If you understand anything about economics, if you're in business, if you're in retail, if you have shoplifting, what do? To compensate for the shoplifting, the money you lost, you raise the price of your products. In the fast food industry here, that Whopper is not going to be, what, $4 anymore. It's going to be $6 or more. So they're going to have to pass off the cost in the product to the consumer. But there will be a point in time where the consumer said, you know what, I used to get two burgers for that price. I think I'm going to go home and make my own dinner. I'm not going to be spending. I don't have the money to spend that money. It used to be called fast food cheap. Well, it's not cheap anymore. And it's certainly not fast, depending on these kids. They're slow. But that's exactly what I think. I think this is a pilot study to usher in automation and to find out how this really works. If you've ever watched the show on TV called How It's Made, you'll understand what I'm talking. They have a machine to do everything. I saw one with Aunt Jemima waffles, not waffles, but pancakes. They had this flipper, and it was huge, and it flipped like, I don't know, 30 at a time, and it was perfect. You know, it scooped it, flipped it over, scoop, flip, scoop, flip. Goes down a little great thing here, and they gather them and box them up. Everything was done by a machine. So I do believe this is some kind of a pilot study to see how much of this technology that we have out there, and it's there, is going to be used to displace people, get rid of people, because you don't need these people now. Simply slide in the automation, you can get rid of these people. First thing to go is going to be the hours. You're going to get your hours cut for a little while there, and then at some point in time when the automation comes into play, definitely you're out of a job. So this plan that Gavin Newsom had out there to help these people, minimum wage earners, make a living with a higher wage of $20 in California. No, that's not going to work. It's going to work against them. It's going to work against them. So I think it's a pilot study. I think it's going to be a pilot study, and you're going to see more and more businesses who stay in business who've gone with the automation and got rid of the employee. I think that's the direction they're going to. It's a pilot study to see how successful. If it's successful, it will move on to state by state like a cancer, moving from state to state, and other corporations will say the same thing. That only applies to corporations that have 60 or more establishments around the country. So all your hamburger joints, all your pizza joints are in on this in California that they have to pay $20 minimum wage. I think it's pretty sad. You know, we all had minimum wage jobs when we were kids. We all had them. And it was good. It was good experience. It was about working with other people. It was about management. It was about a little bit of economics, about your own finances, making money and saving money on the side, putting it aside. But it was, there was a lot of responsibility. There's things that we liked about it. I liked about it. Got to work with a lot of other people, and a little bit of experience in corporate as far as management a little bit. But it was not supposed to be. It was not supposed to be a career job. I was not supposed to work at Arby's for the rest of my life unless I wanted to own Arby's and climb that ladder there. But nobody seems to be in that mindset at all. It's simply you're making sandwiches and you're flipping burgers, and you, for somehow, some reason, you think that's a career job. It's not a career job. It's a beginner's starter job to teach you something about business a little bit and working with others and some responsibility here and there. It's not supposed to be a career job. Nobody's supposed to go into Burger King as a kid, a teenager, flipping burgers and say, I'm going to be here for until I retire. If that's your goal, then you really don't have much of a self-esteem. As I can say, you have no self-esteem. If you think that's the best you can do, that's pretty sad. That's pretty sad. If that's you think that's the best you could ever do, you have no desire to reach out and grab the brass ring and do something else in your life, get education, make more money. You think you can live on $20 for the rest of your life and maybe get married and have a house and support a family and car and all these things? It's not possible. And it's not possible for a reason. I said it's for experience. And to have you at that time that you actually start to think about what you want to do with your life, of where you want to go with your life, education. Maybe it's a trade school, but you're not supposed to be behind flipping burgers at Burger King for your entire life until you retire. There's no retirement there. It's just a big giant L on your forehead that you didn't have the ambition to do much better for yourself. You cheated yourself. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Damien in Florida. Welcome, Damien.
Hey, what's up? Am I on?
Yeah, is it Damon or Damien?
It's Damien.
Damien, got it. What's on your mind tonight?
No, because I talked to my friend. You know where she lives? She lives in Fort Pierce.
Yep, no Fort Pierce.
You know what Fort Pierce is?
Fort Pierce, Vero Beach, I know it well.
Yeah, the same area. And she said, it's so hard to get a job around here. And the worst part is, she has custody of her grandson because of bad stuff that happened to her daughter. Mm-hmm. So she asked me this morning, she said, okay, if I live around there, what school do you think I can send him to? Because he needs to go to a good school. I told her a good school. My nephew, nieces and nephews went to the same school. It's actually a charter school. It's not a public school. It's a charter school.
Yeah.
So she said, well, do you have to pay? I said, no, the state gives you a voucher.
Okay.
So you said to call you because I know you're on fire tonight. And I'm like, I just want this lady in her life to work out.
Let me ask you something on the voucher thing. I don't think it's 100% voucher. Isn't there kind of a contribution based on your income? Don't you have to pay something?
She doesn't make any money.
Oh, nah, I got it. Okay, well, she doesn't make any money. So she has no talents whatsoever, huh?
Well, yes, she does, because I work with another lady, and I actually got her the job over there, and she said that she's a florist. right?
Yeah.
So she asked me, when is the next time I could, because, you know, business is kind of slow for everybody. But
right.
I said, you know, I said, next month is Mother's Day. That's like one of the biggest holidays. So she's going to need your help. Everybody buys mom.
Does she have just the one child, or does she have more children than one?
She's got... They're all grown.
Okay, all grown. Okay.
The only one that lives with her is her grandson.
Okay, grandson. Got it.
And she said, I love this guy so much. And I'll tell you this, he's such a good kid, but he doesn't, you know, he's only 6 years old. He doesn't understand what really happened with his parents.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand why he lives with his grandmother. He doesn't understand that.
Why does he? Just curious, why does he?
Because her daughter was taken to court because she was caught with drugs and she lost custody of her child. That's the reason why.
Yeah, okay. That's happening. I know
three other people that happened to. So it's happening left and right.
I just wanted to
weigh in and, you know, let you know that, yeah, she's like, up here, there's no work. She's like, I bet you I can get a job down here in Fort Lauderdale. She's like,
What kind of talents does she have? There must be something she can do. What kind of talents does she have?
Well, like you were saying before, you know, you got to know how to do something, but She's 51, and she said, you know, she said, I just want to be a cashier.
Okay.
You understand, right?
Yeah. You know what? If you got to work, you got to survive, you got to do something. There's got to be something else.
That's what she wants to do.
Tell her to apply for Amazon. Be an Amazon driver.
All right, Steve. Good talking to you.
I tried. I mean, Amazon is growing leaps and bounds. Be an Amazon driver. They make pretty decent money. Try that.
She can't do that either.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is Off the Beaten Path, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Well, Joe Biden is once again telling the Supreme Court to F, you know what, when it comes to his student loan forgiveness package of $7 billion, his generous gift from your children and their children's children, acquired debt, will apply to about 277,000 irresponsible delinquent students who are earning minimum wage after receiving their precious, worthless degrees from college here. Joe Biden is buying the votes of the young, the ignorant, and the irresponsible with your tax increase that will be coming next year, I guarantee you. Here he goes again. The Supreme Court already shot the last one down. What doesn't he get? You haven't brought this before the House. You haven't brought it before the Senate. There's nothing there. You're simply writing executive orders, throwing money, that our money, at irresponsibility here. Hey, no. You want to go to college? A lot of times college is the big ripoff anyway. I'll tell you right now. What is it? 60% of college graduates do not use their college degrees. I think it was 60%. Amazing. Amazing. 60% do not use their college degree. What a ripoff. What a ripoff here. And I didn't get any free breaks, any free money for me, and I just don't believe it. Actually, I'm glad I don't. I'm glad. You know, I worked hard. I went in the military. I paid into a system for schooling. They matched it. Went to college. I took a little extra out, and I got through school. I worked full-time all the way through college. Full-time all the way through college. Paid my own bills. Once in a while, my mom, I think, felt sorry for me. She may put some food in my refrigerator. But other than that, I paid for everything on my own car insurance, everything, everything. I had my own residence, everything, and even paid child support, and which was a killer, and took extra hours where I could and studied wherever I could. So there was no easy ride for me, and I look back on that experience that nobody gave me anything. I worked for it myself. I earned it. I earned my degree. And I had some hardships, but it made me a stronger, better person. And for some reason, we have a generation that was irresponsible, partying their asses off on weekends, bar hopping, whatever they were doing, whoring around, getting their degrees, having huge debts, and never working throughout. Matter of fact, if you never worked while you were going through college, I expect straight A's from you. I kid you not. I expect you to have straight A's if mom and dad are paying the bills. You should have straight A's if you have no other responsibility other than school. And we know these party schools. I'll tell you one right around the corner here, Florida State University in Tallahassee, University of Florida in Gainesville, party schools. Party schools, they got some good programs, but they got a lot of major parties going on there and kids that are just there for a good time. And they'll get the degree in their, you know, fifth year, maybe their sixth year, screw off for a year or so, partying and having a lot of fun, and then finally say to their mom and dad, I've decided what my major is now. Don't you love that? I've decided what my major is. Well, I thought you decided your major before you went to college. You had an idea what you wanted to do, and now you've changed your mind again. Probably because there was too much work involved in getting that degree. But it sounded good telling mom and dad, I want to go to law school. I want to go to med school. I'll settle for PE coach. How about a teaching degree? I can be a PE coach at the junior high. There you go. We need PE coaches. They're in high demand. We need you. But to waive this debt on the students, big mistake. It's a big mistake because it never ends there. It doesn't end. The entitlement always, well, what about this? Well, what about waive my car insurance? What about give me some renter's relief of my rent that I pay my landlord? How about that? Can you do that for me also? Because it always escalates and goes down to something, trickles down to something else. And the bottom line is it's irresponsibility. We all have responsibilities. And that's part of growing up. That's part of growing up. That's part of being an adult, is adults having responsibility and fulfilling those responsibilities and not asking mom and dad, would you please help me out, mom, dad? It's not growing up. Certainly, if you can't take care of yourself, then you shouldn't think about getting tied down with a woman and getting married and having a child. You know, it's interesting that Bill Cosby said exactly what I said. I'm going to say it's probably 20 years ago. He came out kind of pointing a finger of why blacks in America, not all blacks, but many blacks in America, why they are not successful in life. It's because they didn't do things in the right order. They did not do things in the right order. The main priority is to get an education. Education is number one. You get your education is first. Education, you secure a job, hold that job for several years, save some money, don't piss it all away having fun, have fun, but save some money, put some money aside. Now you're getting ready to have that down payment for the house. Now you can start thinking about relationships, finding the right woman for you, the woman who's going to be with you to the end of time. And she has to have a degree or some kind of education now also. You can't do it on one income, so she has her education now. She has her job of 2 or 3 years. She's got a little bit of money in the bank now. Now you get together. Now you have a nice little nest egg to put down in your house. And then you work at that for a couple years. And then you say, maybe it's time to start the family. Understand, they got the house. They got the picket fence. Now it's time to start the family and be responsible in planning your family accordingly. No accidents. There's no reason for accidents anymore. We have all kinds of birth control out there. There's no accidents. There's just irresponsibilities. That's all you've got here. But if you do the things in the right order, you'll find out that you actually will have a pretty good life. You'll have a very good life. And Bill Cosby saying that put him on basically a target, a bullseye on his head, and the liberals came after him. Not too long after saying this, guess what happens? Women who came out of the past 30 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, said, I think he drugged me. I think he took advantage of me. I'm pretty sure he did. Can you tell me the date, the time? Sounds like E. Jean Carroll, doesn't it? When? Well, it was right around 1980 or so. Did you tell anybody at the time it happened? No, I'm just going to tell you now, 30 years later, because the liberals came, found me, and found several others to come up with similar stories, which I don't buy for a moment. when you're a celebrity, and I know celebrities, I know people in the rock and roll world, I know people in the jazz world, in the rock and world, especially the rock and roll world, groupies, you don't have to drug them. They'll come to your hotel room, not a problem, because they get to lie down with a rock and roll star. The jazz guys have a little more class. I know a lot of jazz guys, and they're cool. They're family men. They appreciate the talents that they have, God-given talents that they have, and they tour and they have fun. But they're loyal husbands to their families, their wives. Unlike the rock and rollers, the hotels, and the partying and drinking and stuff like that, and whoring around. But if you do things in the right order, you'll have a pretty good life. And just Bill Cosby saying that put a bullseye in his head, and they went after him, and they took him down. They took him down. Can you imagine that? Somebody coming forward saying 30 years ago, Steve, you took advantage of me. I'm pressing charges. I don't understand, where's the statute of limitations on this anyway? But aside of that, which should be still in place, where's your proof? Why didn't you come forward sooner? Where's your proof? Do you have any witnesses? Did you tell anybody? Did you file charges? No. And to be convicted on the Big Nothing Burger and having your life taken away from you and thrown in prison just because you came out and said why many blacks were not successful. He became public enemy number one by making that comment, but he was absolutely correct. And it actually applies to whites too. I'm not going to point a finger and say it just applies to blacks. He's black. He was successful. He made his life. He has his education. He has his family. And he said, I did it in the right steps. Don't have children out of wedlock. It's a disaster. Don't become a dependent of government. Make your way in this world. Education, education. Follow the steps. You will have a good, successful life. And he became an enemy for saying that. That's amazing. These changing times that giving sound advice like that would cast you as a villain, to give sound advice like that. I give advice like that all the time, and I agree with that 100%. I agree 100% with that advice. It applies to everybody. The steps to success. You know, you save and you plan for the future. You don't live by the seat of your pants. You don't blow all your money and then later on say, well, I don't have money for rent. Plan things out. It's called being an adult. Evidently, some people have a problem with being adults. Well, you've got that big empty basement downstairs. I guess I'm just going to live down there. I'll live down there until you're old and you're decrepit and you die, and then I'll just inherit the house. How about that? I think a lot of youth think that way. They don't. I don't know why they don't have the incentive, the enthusiasm. I don't know why they don't. I was, as a young man, I was looking for the day to leave the home, leave the house, to do my own, to find my way. And I took a little delay on finding my way, but I didn't live at home. I left home at 19, went in the military, did 4 years, got out, had money, didn't piss it away, didn't buy stereos and cars, nice cars and stuff. And I went to college, finished college, got a job immediately in the hospital, flew down to Tallahassee. You know, it's the steps. It's the steps to being an adult and planning for your future. And I think we have a good majority of this country that really is not thinking about saving for the future, because they somehow have fallen into the trap of saying socialism is a good thing. Socialism's a good thing. I like socialism. Yeah, I get free medical care. You know, I get this and that, benefits, you get this and that. They don't understand that socialism ends when you run out of other people's money. And when you run out of other people's money, that leads you to communism. And now you are property of the state. Now you have to follow the rules, their rules, and listen to what they say, you have no rights and no freedoms anymore if you want to continue getting benefits. But I don't think they quite understand this. I think it's a gravy train. Oh, free this, free that, free this. This Biden $7 billion of debt forgiveness is nothing more than trying an attempt to condition the youth of this country to accept socialism. That's all it is. And to buy their vote for the election using your money. That's all it is. Are the youth going to follow this? Probably the irresponsible ones will say, as long as you keep the money going, I'll vote for you, sure. But those who have any kind of self-esteem and ambition would understand and realize that this is nothing more than a ploy to buy their vote. That's all it is. That's all it is. Let's take another caller. John in Michigan. Nice to hear from you again. How you doing?
Good, Steve. I'm outdoors and I have a loud muffler in my background. It's going away. But
okay.
Doing good. How, and your mother is doing good up in Indiana?
Yeah, she's been texting me, and I told her, I said, good numbers. She sent me some more vital signs. I said, good numbers. She said, can I take the rest of my pills? I said, yes, you can. The most important pill that she takes is that diltiazem, that calcium channel blocker, to control her atrial fibrillation rate and to bring her blood pressure down a little bit. So I said, you're good to go. You can take your 10 o'clock dose tonight. You're in good shape. I just couldn't stress it anymore to her. I was not happy. I was pretty stressed about this being 1,000 miles away. And it's a big mistake. It's a huge mistake to make. And she got lucky this time. And I told her, you got lucky this time. Because how many people actually make those mistakes of overdosing or underdosing themselves on a major medication? She got lucky this time.
Well, I'm happy for you and your family. Your daughter, does she live close to her?
No, she's a good hour away.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Well, when you're talking about calcium blockers, do you know that magnesium is necessary to neutralize calcium in the body to some degree,
yeah,
right?
I do.
So that you don't get kidney stones or gallstones.
Yep, I do know that. I do know that.
Hmm? Okay, well, I don't know if that's something that she takes, but...
She's got a little bit of long COVID going on. I can tell you right now, she never took the shots, and she listened to me on this stuff. But she got COVID, and she's got Epstein-Barr virus, and her immune system is not that strong. She's 89 years old. She's doing well for 89.
I know ivermectin works for if you had COVID, which is just a respiratory disease, a respiratory condition. I had it. Yep. It was almost, on my way to purgatory or hell. I don't know where I was going to go, but my x-rays look like snowflakes, and it's definitely a bioweapon and something that
I agree.
And we are affected by shedding, I think, still, because
I think so too. The more you've been vaccinated, I would agree. I think people are still shedding out there. They still are. Yeah.
Well, I came back from the grocery store from being amongst a few people, and I bent down, and my nose started running. Now that's a sign that something's not right, and that's when I'll go get my ivermectin, and I'll do it once or twice a week, or maybe one. Definitely, it's there for me. And my one friend calls it vitamin I, and it helped pull me out of my situation. Very much so, I'm taking the horse stuff, so I haven't turned into a horse yet, and it's been 3 years.
Yeah, I love that, the horse paste. Yeah, that's terrible. Trying to demonize it right off the bat. One of the most important pre-treatments there for COVID here, and they want to make it demonizing, call it horse paste and hydroxychloroquine. That's bad stuff. Well, hydroxychloroquine's been around for a long time, for malaria. But both were successful for treating early COVID, and we would have had a much smaller death toll had we been allowed to use these medications and the doctors not being threatened with their licensures. What a scam. What a scam.
Well,
John.
Talk about the – yeah, I agree. I'm happy you agree with me because as far as I'm acting, my friend, he went to Michigan State in animal husbandry, and he has had a degree. He also grew up on a farm. They raised bees. And when he heard that was Fauci, because they're injecting people with a parasite, and it's a man-made parasite, and that's what all these blood clots are. He didn't want that to be neutralized by having ivermectin come into the play. Yeah. But the people in India and Africa, you didn't hear about them because they give their people ivermectin at least twice
That's
a
right.
year because of the unsanitary yep. conditions.
Exactly.
My friend, he was an IT guy. He's an IT guy. Mm-hmm. It was over 200 people with Honeywell. He took care of. I said, you're feeling bad. He goes, yeah. He says, well, I've got some ivermectin. This was like 2 years ago. And he mm-hmm. says, well, my wife says, she's a horse lady, says it's only made for horses. Now, a friend with the degree from the state told me that was, horse crap, that what Fauci and those were saying. And he says, because he's been using it for years, for him and his family. But after 10 days of he finally came over to my house. He was comatose almost, and he says, "Do you have one of those tubes?" I said, "Yes," and I gave it to him. And I called him three days later, and he says he never felt better in his life because we're full of parasites, people, and that's what ivermectin is good for—to cleanse your system of parasites. So I do it as a preventive now, just
right.
like
sure. I understand. Yeah,
this is if I was taking any type of supplement, but so ivermectin, folks, is not it's not as bad, Dr. Fauci.
No, it's
Dr.
not.
Gates.
It's not. Actually, the pharmaceuticals now, the FDA has come back now and basically neutralized that what they talked about how bad it was, and they have to admit that it has shown success in treating COVID, early COVID. Both hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. So they had to eat their words on that one. They finally had to admit that.
Well, I don't like to use the term COVID. I like to use the word respiratory condition because that's what it starts. It starts up in the nose and goes to the throat and goes to the lungs. And
right,
it has nothing. That's about it, folks. And it's weaponized to create havoc because of the spike protein development. And we also have mycoplasma in us from the spraying that they did for years. Back down in Punta Gorda, they did it with mosquitoes.
Yep.
If you look up Don Scott, if you do look up Don Scott's research back in the 90s, everyone's got mycoplasma, but the doctors aren't trained to look for that because there are like 100 and over 100 different type of mycoplasma, but this one was weaponized. It was developed for population controls. And that's where women came down with lupus, chronic fatigue, and all the other Crohn's disease was because the mycoplasma was weaponized. My main concern, so ivermectin, folks, go out there, you get it, you won't turn into a horse. But as far as the black communities, Lyndon Johnson created havoc in the black communities. They weren't uneducated. In Detroit, they had their own culture. Cultural centers and were not they hadn't been dumbed down yet, but when Lyndon Johnson, the piece of garbage he was, took the man out of the house, and the education, according to when they started doing this new education, and they tried it in Chicago first, and it worked so well, they dumbed down the whole education system in Chicago with the blacks. And I had black friends growing up. I love jazz. I've been to black jazz clubs. I am not racist or anything. It's nothing. And we had Mexicans in our bands, Jamaicans. Johnson said they'll vote Democrat for 100 years, but they were dumbing them down. So all of these children, these young people out on the streets today that are black, they're uneducated. They have no reason. They have no value. They don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to. They have no logic, but it's not their fault. I talked to Charlotte before she died, Charlotte Deserby, and she said, "John, it's too late. They've got four generations of this outcome-based crap." And she said, "Skull and Bones has been running the education system for years, and her father and grandfather were in Skull and Bones, so she was aware of exactly what was taking place." So the black community, these angry black children, these people, they didn't have a chance. I was educated through Catholic schools, part and through public schools, but that was in the '60s. And I did have learn the basics, and that's where you get your value if you can problem solve. But these children, even though the white communities, they came up here in northern Michigan and just totally wrecked it with our criminal Governor Engler, who's a lobbyist in Washington. They came up here and just corrupted the all the white education too. So it didn't matter they got their program in. That was developed by Hillary Clinton and David Rockefeller and Ira Magaziner, and a letter from Mark Tucker to Hillary you can find on the internet. Read that letter; it's about 40 pages long, and it talked about their whole agenda. And now we're in the perfect storm because anybody that's 50 or younger has pretty much been dumbed down some way or another.
I agree.
And everybody above, they're all medical models. So
it's funny. They're dropping standard the tests. They're dropping the MCAT and other testing. And do they understand that they're not going to get the best quality candidates for the schools? If you start dropping your standard, you're testing to get in these schools, you're going to get the worst. You're going to get subpar candidates. And if we want to build this nation and hold our head up and say we are a great nation, which I don't think we really are, you have to have quality people. And but that goes against DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. And, the wokeism, they're killing us. They're killing this nation by these liberal programs, John. They're killing this nation by getting subpar people. We need to return back to meritocracy, merit, hard work. You climb the ladder and stop hiring these subpar people.
Well, we pulled our children out of the school up here because this was used as a laboratory, Michigan, Oregon, Pennsylvania, for this garbage. And we had to pretty much, one was going into eighth grade and the other one was going into ninth grade, or seventh grade and ninth grade. And we had to pretty much re-educate them with basics. It's just like they were learning a new language, and so that was just them, and then you can imagine all these other students that are coming out of the schools today are totally teachers.
I agree, John. There's our music that completes our show this evening. Thank you for your call. Thank you for listening. I enjoyed your calls tonight. We had low calls, four only. We can do better next week. Wishing you health, happiness, faith, hope, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.